Dominican.edu. This is DJ Fizz, What It Is. As I said before, this is What's Poppin'. And so today we're going to talk about basically anything in pop culture. From trends to TV to celebrities to social media, current events, and, well, anything I feel like talking about. So, it's October 6th. I cannot believe it. The month has gone by. I wouldn't say the month has gone by because it's only the 6th, but it's gone by typically. These past couple months have gone by pretty fast. So, also yes, DMX, today is October 6th, and yesterday, Paul McCartney was in town. My parents went to go see Paul McCartney. And my dad is probably the biggest Beatles fan that I know. And so this was like probably a dream of his since he was a little boy. And so I am a huge fan of the Beatles too. So I thought that was really cool that they went. And it was my dad's birthday present. So good for them. So yeah, Paul McCartney, one of the Beatles. If you didn't know that, like, how do you not know that? Anyways, it's October. It's in October, as I said. So, a couple of things. Oh, wait, let's go back to October. It is kind of hot today, which I'm kind of mad about because we saw some of the fall weather this weekend, which I was so excited for because I love that type of weather. And it rained over the weekend. I was so excited. I literally went outside to go experience the rain. I didn't get my dog. He followed me out and we literally sat there in the rain enjoying the rain, and it was great. So if the weather could continue like that, that would be great. Thank you. Me speaking to the weather. Okay, things that's been happening in pop culture lately. On October 4th was the Streamies. And for those who don't know that, the Streamies is like an award show for YouTube and like video content. So they win awards for actress and content creator and comedian and stuff like that. So I don't even know where you could have watched that or anything. I just knew it happened because I follow a couple YouTubers and I saw that they went. So that's all I have to say about that, because I really don't know if it aired anywhere, if it's going to be aired on YouTube, or what's about that. But I mean, it's good for them. They get accomplishments being content creators and all that. Some other stuff that's been happening. The October 4th was the first game of the Warriors preseason here in the Bay, which is great. The first season opener at their home. KD, Kevin Durant, was here in his first game in the Bay. They played against the LA Clippers, and the final score was 120-75, which is pretty good to me. Also, some things that happened in the Bay. This isn't a sports segment, but we're just going to stick this in because you know what? This is Bay Area pride. The Giants won their first game in the wild card to go to the World Series. So they're in the wild card game, or whatever it's called, with the New York Mets. And the final score was 3-0. And I talked to one of my friends. Her name is Dominique Sedana. She is a huge Giants fan, and she just says that watching that game was pure torture because, you know, it was an important game. And shout out to Madison Bumgarner for being a great pitcher in that game, and also Connor Gillespie for the winning hit. If you watch the Giants, then good for you. And if you don't, you just got a little update on what's been happening on the Bay for Warriors and Giants, because I don't think there was any other news on any other sports. So coming out of sports, we're going to talk about more of the pop culture scene and whatnot. So I wouldn't call this a trend, but a viral something going around the internet lately, which is a very, if you haven't heard about this, I'm about to educate you. And this is a subject that might be, it's pretty scary. So there's these things going around social media lately of creepy clowns, which is basically a clown. I mean, people already think clowns are creepy. Well, some people do, and some people like them. But they have been sightings and videos of them all over social media of these clowns in the middle of the night and scaring people. Some of them even have weapons. And I think it's crazy that people are doing this, because, like, do you really have all the time in the world to do this? Do you want to go out in the middle of the night and scare people like that? Which I think is dumb, and I don't condone it. And I've heard that the clowns have come to the Bay Area. Apparently, this started in the East Coast. More specifically, I think it started in North Carolina or something, of sightings of these creepy clowns everywhere. And people are putting these crazy videos on Instagram and Twitter, and you should really look at them. Some of them are creepy. Some of them are just photos that you see a clown certain places and stuff like that. But other videos are like, other are people driving at home, not home, but driving on the radio. I just said radio. Driving on the street in the middle of the night, and then they see like a clown in the distance. Some of them are holding balloons, which I think is creepier. Some of them are holding weapons, which is, of course, is dangerous and scary. And some of them just standing there. And this one video I saw, it kind of looks fake, but I mean, you can be the judge of that. These kids were driving, and it's a lot of kids. So, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. They didn't look like they were coming from somewhere. They're dressed in like regular clothes. So I don't know what you're doing in the middle of the night. They might have been looking for these clowns. A lot of people have been said that people are actually going out to find these creepy clowns so they can post pictures of them and stuff. But anyway, these kids, it was like a packed car of kids in the car, and they see a creepy clown in the middle of the street just standing there on like a little overpass or a bridge, and the driver gets out of his car and hits the clown. Like, he hits him a couple times. I don't know what he hit him with, but the clown itself had a broom, so he might have taken the broom and hit the clown back to it. But I don't know, he hit the clown and the clown goes down. He gets back in the car and he runs over the clown. This is the part that I think is fake, because in the video you see him come back to the car, and then the next part is him still out there, and then he gets in the car and does something different. So it looks like it's been edited or forced. So that's my opinion on whether it's fake or not, but you can look. Like, if it's real, then that's crazy, because he runs over the clown, he drives a little bit, and the next part of the video is him turning around to go look to see what happened to the clown, to see if it's hurt. Well, you ran it over, what do you expect? You go back there, he is standing up again. The clown is standing there, and instead of just the clown doing nothing, the car drives right past the clown again, and the clown runs after the car, and he jumps on the car, and the video just ends with the clown jumping on the car, and you just hear all the people screaming, and it's like, what did you expect? You don't mess with the clowns. Even if they're not dangerous, just don't mess with them. And because this has become a nationwide problem, the police have actually spoken out about this, and just like, they can't make an arrest on someone who's dressed a certain way or like this in a certain matter. They're not being harmful. Well, some of them aren't being harmful. So they haven't done anything per se. Well, some of them haven't. But they said that they can't really do anything. You're not supposed to bother them if you see them. Do not shoot. They specifically said do not shoot the clowns, but they're not around here yet. But there have been threats of a clown to come to a school in Fairfield. And the clown threatened to kill six of the kids at the elementary school. So, I mean, if there's threats out there, you don't know how legit they are. So I would just say beware of them, because I'm not trying to mess with any clowns. The White House spoke out about this the other day, and it wasn't Obama, but it was someone from the White House, and they were just talking about how, you know what, it is an issue, and Obama hasn't spoke out about it specifically, because he said that he doesn't even think that the president knows about this. But they just said the same thing about, you know, is this this has become an issue. If there's threats, yes, they're dangerous, but don't retaliate. Don't do anything else with it. And I also saw this other video of an actual clown, a professional clown. And he spoke out, and he was speaking out for the clown community as a whole. And he said that the clowns are upset about this. He said, they are ruining our reputation as entertainers. We are all, he called them as actors. And I mean, they are actors, I guess. They act and do the clowny business. But yeah, he said that they're ruining their reputation as clowns, and he doesn't like that. And some person even started a movement. I don't know if it was on Facebook, or I'm pretty sure it was on Facebook, and it was Clown Lives Matter. Why? Like, I get it, clowns live, but you don't need to use that same hashtag that's going around right now that's so relevant with Black Lives Matter, and I don't even want to talk about that because it's way more controversial. So why you want to bring up clowns into this? That was dumb on his part, but I mean, if you want to make your clown lives matter, please don't make this a hashtag or a trending hashtag. Just stop the clowns in general. Like, don't make it a thing. It's a stupid trend. It's not even a trend. It's just, it's these individual people. That's what the news said, that this isn't a clown united force that's going around the nation. These are individual people, whether they're actually harmful people, or whether they're just teenagers looking to scare people. They're out there, and I don't know what to say about it. There was a clown sighting. Well, it was a clown sighting of a woman or a clown trying to take a baby from a woman in Concord at a bus stop. And apparently it was in broad daylight, so I don't know. I don't like this clown business. These people need to stop clowning around, if you know what I mean. And it's at the perfect time, like Halloween. Are they doing this because it's Halloween? I'm actually writing a paper about this in my journalism class to get the real hard evidence on this and how it started, and maybe I'll get back to you on why this is a thing. It should stop, because it's not funny. Stop clowning around. And if you see one, it's crazy that the fact that you might actually see one. It kind of scares me. I have to drive here in the middle of the night sometime. Not in the middle of the night, but I have to drive here, and daylight savings is coming soon, and it's going to get dark, so watch out for clowns. Creepy clowns, stop. Clown sales have actually gone up because of this thing. I don't know what you can call it, a trend. It's not a trend. It shouldn't be a trend. But clown sales have gone up for costumes this year, so that's just going to be even worse, because there's going to be more clowns on Halloween, so be careful for Halloween. Oh, okay, so the next thing, talking about Kardashians so early today, but I really want to get into Kim Kardashian and her robbery. It's not a scare, but it was a real thing. And so I really want to get into it, and I have a lot of info on it, so I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk all the details on Kim Kardashian's robbery and what was stolen, and, you know, how she feels about it, because that's a scary thing. So this is DJ Fizz for What's Poppin' at radio.dominican.edu. Be right back with Kim K. Which only fuels the rage you have, because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with five Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini, and motherfucker can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make it look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
wanna call me baby. And you wonder why the fuck that I ain't call you lately. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex, and others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef, and that's me. And you could order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer with a sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting topped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the swordfish.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
Get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor in a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in a baking sun. I hope your clothes all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win a lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill this on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face. Cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy. I hope you ruin it for a reason. I hope you happy.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a I'm with you, baby girl. I'm
la 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 la.
About your summer
last night, ooh, yeah. About your summer last night.
Don't give you no play, could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you your self-control. And you made me
control, my self-control.
Keep a place.
Dominican.edu. This is DJ Fizz. What it is. That was kind of a long break, but you know what? I had to listen to that. That's such a great song. That was Self Control by Frank Ocean. If you haven't heard that song or added that to your playlist, I would suggest adding that to your playlist as well as his entire album Blonde. Anyways, let's get back to pop culture and see what's popping. So, I'm sure you've heard about the Kim Kardashian scandal lately. And if you haven't, I'm gonna let you know right now. So, last Sunday, October 2nd, Kim Kardashian was held, I guess you could say held hostage, and robbed of $11 million of jewelry. She was gagged, bound, taped, handcuffed, and robbed. How does this happen? What something you would ask, because it's Kim Kardashian. She has security and all that. So I'm gonna give you the little rundown. So Sunday night around 3 a.m., Kim Kardashian was robbed by masked men, gunmen, dressed in police uniforms. And I guess she was in Kanye's apartment in Paris. And it's called the No Address Hotel. And there's only one concierge there at night. And there's low security. So, I mean, that's right there. Low security and a famous person with a lot of money. But apparently, the concierge was forced to open Kim's door to her apartment by the gunman. So the gunman went in. And as I said, they gagged, bound, taped her mouth, and handcuffed her. And they said that she pleaded for her life because she had babies, she had children with her, so she begged for the men not to kill her. And the men stole $11 million worth of jewelry. Her wedding ring is $4.9 million alone. So they stole $11 million worth of her jewelry. And apparently they just stole jewelry, which, I mean, they should have stole the rest of her wardrobe, because I'm sure all of her wardrobes were that exact amount also. But anyways, so they tied her up, they handcuffed her, and they put a tape over her mouth. And once they stole the items, they left her in the bathtub. And so she managed to get out of the bathtub. She was still tied and she still had tape around her mouth. but she managed to get out of the bathtub, and she was not alone in this apartment. She should have been with security guard, but she wasn't. She was with her friend and stylist, Simone Harouche. And so her friend was downstairs and heard the commotion upstairs when these men came in. And instead of it being a good friend and helping her, no, I'm kidding, you gotta save yourself. So she locked herself in a bathroom downstairs when she heard all the ruckus upstairs. And she texted Kim's bodyguard and Kim's sister, Courtney, to help, because apparently she couldn't call the cops. I don't know why, maybe because it's a different way in Paris, I'm not sure. They just said she wasn't able to call the police, so she texted the bodyguard and her sister to come help. Where was the bodyguard, you ask? So Pascal is the family security guard for the Kardashian. I'm sure they have many other security guards through their family or whatever. But he's like the main one that usually goes with them on trips, and he's usually with Kim a lot. But so he was with them in Paris, but he went out with sisters Courtney and Kendall, which is a normal thing apparently. If they know that Kim doesn't want to go or whatever, she's at home, so goes out with the other sisters. Like, that's a normal thing, especially, it's just like if they were in LA, if one doesn't stay out, he'll go out with the other one. Which is crazy, right, that you have to have a security guard to go with you everywhere you go. But I mean, it just proves that I guess they need one, because this happened to her, and it's a scary thing. So he went out with Courtney and Kendall to a party or after party, because it's Paris Fashion Week. So Kim decided not to go. And Kim was actually Snapchatting the whole day, as she usually does. And she was Snapchatting hours before this happened. So they got home, and this incident happened at 3 a.m. And Kim was on Snapchat that whole time. Not obviously when it was happening, but hours before, she was caught Snapchatting her sister's leaving. She was Snapchatting a FaceTime call she had with Black Chyna, which is her brother Rob's fiance. And so, I mean, this has happened before. This particular incident hasn't happened, but it's been a problem for the Kardashians in the past, especially sister Kylie, for posting on Snapchat and Instagram of your current locations. And how, I mean, I didn't really notice, but they might have, that Kim was alone because she Snapchatted it. And so this has also been a problem for Kylie for Snapchatting where she is, because they all have stalkers, which is creepy and horrible, but they have stalkers. So, I mean, they have to be careful what they post. And I guess Kim wasn't too careful because this happened. I'm not blaming that or anything, or blaming her, but I mean, they have to be careful, especially when they're followed that much. So yeah, that's where Pascal was. Where was Kanye, you ask? Well, Kanye, her husband, the music and crazy mogul and fashion designer, Kanye was performing at the Meadowlands Festival in New York. And there's a bunch of videos of him. He was in the middle of performance Heartless, which is the song he sings. And he stops the music and he says, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I have family emergency. And he just walks off stage, and like all the lights turn off and everything. And there's a couple videos out of fans who were at that show, and the fans thought it was a joke. Because that's something Kanye would do. Not specifically say a family emergency, but cut the show right in the middle and then do something more spectacular. So they thought it was a joke, because there's people in the background saying, nah, he's coming back, or what happened to Kim, or nah, he's just playing, stuff like that. So they thought it was a joke at first, and that was, I think the videos were the sign that something was wrong first, because obviously Kim's not gonna go and post, oh, this just happened to me on social media. So the videos were the first sign that went out into the social media and public that something had happened to his family, specifically Kim. So yeah, that happened. And so Kanye stopped his show, and obviously he didn't go be with Kim, but Kim, after that incident, came with Kim. She literally went to New York to be with Kanye after, because it was a scary situation. And you know what, there's a lot of people going around saying like, oh, she shouldn't have posted all her millions of dollars on stuff, and there's a bunch of comedians making fun of her for this happening. And it's like, it's a serious situation. No matter who you are, you know, someone's life was at danger, and it's a scary thing. You don't want that. You don't want that happen to you. You don't want that to happen to people you love. And you basically don't want that to happen to people at all. That's a scary. You don't want to be held at gunpoint or be robbed. It's a scary situation, and they really should make a joke out of it. She's a person, regardless who the heck she is and what she's known for. She was robbed, and in a scary way. And this isn't the first time that the Kardashians have had a problem like this. Her mom, Kris, had to fire her entire security staff in 2014 when a stalker was found in her like vicinities of her home. It was like roaming around her backyard. And I mean, if you pay that much for security and bodyguards to be around you, you better hope that they are protecting you to the best of their abilities. You know she's paying for a lot of money for those security guards to make sure she's safe. When Kim actually, after she was robbed, she had a police report with the police, obviously, right away. After she gave the report, she flew back to New York to be with Kanye, and there's videos and pictures of her, of how the security was amped up right after this. You can see her SUV leaving the airport, and there was like 6 or 10 SUVs following her, like presidential style, and they stopped the people in the cross section. So if people were just minding their own business driving, the SUV stopped in front of all the cars, that way they couldn't drive past her while she was leaving the airport. So there was a whole crew of SUVs following her, so she was safe. And then once they got to I'm not sure where they went, I'm pretty sure they have an apartment in New York too. So when they got there, NYPD was there, security guards were there. They amped it up, because this can't happen twice. Oh, you're gonna have to fire Pascal too. Okay, doke. More about celebrity. This isn't celebrity gossip, but I mean, this is celebs. Drake. If you don't know who Drake is, and you think it's only a university, then you need to be pop cultured. So Drake, he's a singer from Toronto, Canada. I really hope he's from Toronto, Canada, or else I just messed that up. But he's from Canada. Originally started out from Degrassi. I've been watching him since he's been Aubrey Graham, and I don't know where he's from. Aubrey Graham from Degrassi. Now he's Drake, a rapper, singer, all that jazz. So he's been touring lately in the Summer 16 tour, which I regret not going to so much every time I listen to his songs. I really wish I went. Like, it hurts me inside that I didn't go. I was supposed to go with my friend, but she went. She left for San Diego, and the concert was after she left, and I should have went by myself. That's exactly what should happen, because now I regret not going. Anyways, back to Drake. So Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, they had this whole campaign going since they knew that Drake was going to be there in Iowa. They had a Drake Day, I guess that you could call it. They were pleading Drake, trying to get him on his attention on social media and all that, for him to come visit Drake University. They had a day, they had like signs, they had a bunch of people outside just to wait to see if he'd come. And there's a video on Drake University's Instagram of like, Drake, please come to Drake. And so a lot of the kids had like pictures and of him, cutouts and like shirts of him, and so they're all waiting for his arrival. And then the next day, well, obviously he didn't show up to that day, and so they posted another picture and they're like, sadly Drake did not visit Drake today. But little did they know, Drake came in the middle of the night, the dead middle of the night, because it was a school day, so I don't think anyone's out in the middle of the night, but if you are, then go you party you. But no one was out in the middle of the night, so Drake was at the university while no one was out there. And I mean, obviously he did that strategically. He's not gonna come when there's a lot of people out and cause commotion and all that, where you need extra security and stuff. because he posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram of him on top of the Big Drake University sign, and he posted videos on Instagram of him outside certain sorority houses and fraternity houses, and he's like, Alpha Beta this, blah blah blah, I'm outside your porch, where you at, where you at, you said that you wanted to be here and now you're not. So I mean, he's a little sneaky one for that, coming when they're all asleep. And a lot of people are on social media after, like, Drake was outside on my porch and I didn't know. So they're all mad about that. So that's, I'd be more mad about that than missing my concert, even though I did miss the concert. But it's okay. And even the concert that he did do in Iowa, he wore the Drake University Letterman jacket and he wore a Drake University basketball jersey. So he's still represented, even though he didn't go. Well, he did go, but when no one was there. Which I'm sure they probably gave him the Letterman jacket and the jersey, because I don't know how he would have got that in the middle of the night. So they must have given that either at the concert or before as an incentive to come to the university. So yeah, that'd be cool if Drake came to this school, even though we're not Drake University. Maybe, what else? Dominican, Dom Kennedy? That's all I can think of that's close to Dominican, but Dom Kennedy isn't that exciting. So, any other celebrities that want to come, y'all should come. I know Bernie Sanders is coming, that's pretty cool. I would go see him, but there's a huge line, or waiting list. Anyways, back to pop culture. More music. This is music. Music news. For all you Prince fans, the Paisley... museum, Paisley Paul Prince Museum, is in full effect, where he used to live and record all his music. It's in a different state. I didn't write it down, of course, but if you're a Prince fan, you know where it is. It's becoming a museum now, and I saw his sister talking about it with some guy on the Today Show, and he was like, it looks perfect. Like, they barely, well, of course they did stuff already, but he's like, it looks perfect. It looks like he made it to be a museum. And his sisters confirmed and said, well, yeah, he knew from the start, building this place, setting up the structure, that he wanted this to be a museum one day. And I mean, he set it up nicely. The studio where he did his recordings, where he sang, where he like did all his costume stuff, all that's gonna be in there. So if you're a big Prince fan, head over there and check it out. Also, some more music news. Solange Knowles, Beyonce's sister, put out a new album this week. It's called A Seat at the Table. I have not heard this album yet, but from people that I do know that have heard this album, I've heard that she does deserve a seat at the table, because it was a good album. So I guess I have to check that one out too, because there's a lot of music out there that's been good. You know what? 2016 has been a great year for music. Just gotta put that out there. All that good music coming out. Speaking of the great music, if you want to listen to all that great music, iHeartRadio Music Festival was last weekend, I believe, and they're gonna do their live streaming of it it's tonight. It's tonight, tomorrow, and then the next day of the live streaming of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I'm pretty sure it was in Las Vegas. So if you missed it, like if you didn't go to the festival, of course. And they might have had live streaming, but I'm not sure. They're going to stream it tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. So yeah, lots of fun music artists there. So check it out. Okay, so that's all for radio right now. That's all for music right now. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the TV news, and more specifically, Girl More Girls, because I love that show. Okay, this has been What's Poppin' with DJ Fizz at radio.dominican.edu. These girls ain't loyal. Yeah. Just got rich. Took a broken. I can make a broken rich. But I don't fuck a broken. She love all the raps. When I reach the road, you want you, baby. And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Nothing, no.
bigger, so my chains got bigger. Ferrari, Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing. Me and CB in the bay with her. I sent her back home so you could lay with her. Okay, let's talk about this ice that I'm carrying. All these carrots like I'm a fucking vegetarian. Shout out Weezy F, keep a red bone wet. Rose Rolex is on deck, she know I got a check. Do it too good when she ride that whip. Man, I wouldn't trust that chick, nope.
Come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet the bottom dollar she gon' cheat. Come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. You done spent your bread on her, and it's all for nothing.
When I reach the road, you
want you.
Someone who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not out the material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident. You could be easily recruited, your heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need. But where is she?
Where is he?
Write me hostile texts on the count of my lifestyle's perception. If ain't my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. Gosh, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool to ask? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator, and that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, it's this, an immaculate version of me and my baby. With all respect, cause you the only one who gets me.
What's up, guys? It's back with What's Poppin' at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Fizz, and before I left, I told you I was gonna talk about TV. Well, not really. This is more Netflix, but you know, that's kind of replacing TV nowadays, isn't it? I mean, I watch Netflix probably more than I actually watch regular TV, but okay. So, if you guys don't know, oh, if you don't even know about the show, you should know about this show. It's a pretty good show, and it's aired 16 years ago yesterday. This is Gilmore Girls. I love this show, and it's coming back for a Netflix reboot, and I'm so excited. But anyways, it was 16 years ago that it aired yesterday. So it obviously aired in 2000, in the year 2000. So the show is about, for those who don't know, is it about a girl named Rory and her mom, Lorelai. But Rory's name is actually Lorelai. Rory's just a nickname, and she named her that, so she's a female junior. Breaking stereotypes, one woman at a time. So it's Rory and Lorelai, and they live in a small town called Stars Hollows in Connecticut. It's a real small town. Everyone knows everyone. It's a small little set. If you watch Pretty Little Liars, the little courtyard, Rosewood, that same studio in Warner Brothers Studios, that same part of Rosewood is Stars Hollow. So it was first Stars Hollow before it was Rosewood. A little fun fact there. So it's about these, a mom and a daughter. I don't know if I said that, but Lorelai had her when she was 16 years old. So it's just the story about their life. And I believe there's 7 seasons. I watched them all on Netflix last summer, or 2 summers ago. I watched the entire series over because I loved it the first time. I probably just didn't watch it the first time because it was on when I was younger. But I watched it off and on, and I knew about the show, and I loved the show, so I wanted to watch it all over because I actually watched it all over, and then I found out it was going to be a reboot on Netflix, which is exciting. So that's a little bit of the show. It's just the mom and the daughter in that small town, and it's both of them growing up, actually. And there's a certain coffee shop that they go to every day. And it's funny because in the show, the girls always talk about all the takeout food they go to, but they only go to one spot to eat. I guess they only show one spot to eat, obviously, because it's supposed to be like a home little town feel and all that. So the coffee shop that they go to every morning, it's in almost every show. If it's not in a show, I don't remember it because it's a very big part of the show. It's called Luke's Diner. And Luke obviously owns Luke's Diner, but I would give you a little backstory, but I mean, you gotta watch the show to know all the backstory on that. But it's Luke's Diner. It's a coffee shop that they go to in every episode. And they don't always eat there. They just go and get a coffee or go get something. But they always get coffee. Coffee is a very important element of this show. So, since it is a very important element of this show, what they did for the 16-year anniversary of the release of Gilmore Girls, they put out Luke Diner pop-up shops all over the U.S. yesterday. I found out about this. I heard about it, but I guess it didn't process in my mind because I didn't remember it, which is awful of me because I love Gilmore Girls. But they had pop-up Luke diners in coffee shops around the U.S. yesterday. And I saw it on Twitter, and then I texted my friend who also loves Gilmore Girls. I was like, we need to go and go to this weekend. And then I found out it was a pop-up shop, and it was only a one-time thing. And I was so upset because I love Gilmore Girls so much. And I was so mad that it was a one-time thing. And I was even more mad at myself that I didn't know about this and that it was a thing. Come on, like, fake fan over here, me not knowing about this spectacular Gilmore Girls thing and knowing that it was a 16-year anniversary. That was bad on my part. I'm a fake fan. I don't deserve to go to Luke's. But I missed my chance. I really wish I would have went. That would have been so much fun. Because, I mean, I'm sure you can relate with any kind of movie or TV show that you really love, like, I don't know, like Friends, if they opened up the Pops Central Park, that would have been awesome. I would have for sure went to that. I love Friends too, and going to a pop-up Central Park, that'd been so cool. So it's just like something that's important to you, I guess, as a TV show or anything that like correlates to your life. That would have been a great experience, and I really missed my chance. And I love coffee, so it's a win-win. I love Gilmore Girls, and I love coffee. And that would have been so cool. They even gave out the coffee cups, the sleeves of the coffee cups, because they're travel cups, said Luke's Diner on them. And then when you took off the sleeve, it had a Gilmore Girls quote. And even was it the Beverly Hills? It was some pop-up shop in LA. It might have been the Beverly Hills. Luke Danes from Luke's Diner from Gilmore Girls. I don't know his real name. Wow, I am a fake fan. But Luke Danes was there serving coffee to people. Like, is that not the dream or what? You got real Stars Hollow there for you. They apparently even made little setups around the coffee shops. Because these are the places where they did have these pop-up coffee shops. They're coffee shops on the daily. Like, they're actual coffee shops that you can go to. Probably today, it just won't be Luke's Diner. So these are coffee shops that took part in this pop-up shop kind of thing. So they're actually coffee shops. So, I mean, they're not Luke's Diner, but so they set up all the areas around to look like Stars Hollow. And then they made Luke's Diner, and they even put all the signs up that he has in the coffee shop, because his coffee shop's notorious for having a big, like, no cell phone sign. So they put that in the coffee shop. And a lot of people had pictures of it on Twitter and Instagram, and I was just so upset looking at all of it. And I was like, dang, I really should have went. And I even, when I texted my friend to go this weekend, we were already making plans to go. And then I found out it was a one-time thing, and I was like, wow, good job on my part not knowing my facts and being a fake fan, because I really wish I would have went. That would have been so cool. I love Gilmore Girls so much that I entered a contest on Ellen DeGeneres. I freaking love Ellen. And if you love Ellen too and you want to win a contest, go to her website and go to Send to Ellen. And there's a bunch of contests you can enter. Like, even if you, I mean, you should love Ellen, but if you need help, financial help, if you have a loving story, if you love certain things that are coming up on her show, she literally has so many opportunities for you to send her things, but it's just such a small little outlet for you to actually be noticed. So I sent a letter to Ellen, because the thing was like, are you the biggest Gilmore Girl fans? And of course I had to send out that letter, because I am a big Gilmore Girls fan and I love Ellen. I even have a Luke's Diner shirt and a Luke's Diner mug, because I got that for Christmas last year from my parents, because they went to Warner Brothers Studio and they saw Rosewood from Pretty Little Liars, which is also a show I like, turning into Stars Hollow, which, wow, I wish I would have saw that, because those are two good shows. See, I need to go to the Warner Brothers Studio and see that, because I like Pretty Little Liars and I like Stars Hollow. But you know what? Pretty Little Liars... Oh, another part I can talk about. Pretty Little Liars had their last table read yesterday. For you guys that watch Pretty Little Liars and are in this together with me, this has been a long journey and a frustrating one. Literally, this show is so dumb, but I watch it because I need to know who A is. I need to know who Uber A is. So I watch it. None of it makes sense. It's practically dumb, but I love it and I have to watch it, and it just angers me. I don't know why I watch it, because it gives me anxiety. I yell at the TV the entire time. I sound like I'm not promoting the show, but I mean, you can watch it. A lot of people started watching it when it first started, but they're on, what, their 8th or 7th season, so people kind of trickled off as the show continued, because it just got so ridiculous. Like, I haven't put the pieces together, like actually sat down and put these pieces together. But, I mean, I'm very knowledgeable, but I'm educated. I know about this show. And so when they come out with all these accusations of who the big A is, I'm like, that literally makes no sense. And I mean, I know a lot of people who watch this show and feel my pain. If you don't know what Pretty Little Liars is, and I'm just talking about this and you don't know about it, it's about this show of these four girls. Well, now five. Oh, I just ruined it. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. But you won't get it. It's about these four girls. I'll just talk about the first couple seasons. The four girls who have a friend who was kind of like their leader in their group when they were in high school. And she went missing, and they found her body, apparently. And so they are now getting tortured by A, which is, I guess, Allison, who's the dead girl. Quotation marks, if you know about the show. And so the whole thing is about finding out who A is. And then, well, I'm going to have to spoil it because they're about to be done. So spoiler alert, they find out who A is. And then now they're finding Uber A. Of course, because, you know, you can't end the show just finding about A. You gotta know who Uber A is now. And it's just so frustrating. So if you want to watch it on Netflix, I'm pretty sure most of the seasons are on Netflix. And they're going to start their last season. I think it's going to start next year. Because I follow all the girls on Snapchat from Pretty Little Liars. And they did their last table read last night. So I guess it's kind of sad because, you know, I like that show, but it's more of a sigh of relief because I will no longer be having anxiety every Tuesday night for Pretty Little Liars, because it's so ridiculous. If you know what Pretty Little Liars is, you feel me. It's so ridiculous, but I have to watch it anyways. Speaking of TV, you know how I feel about it. I saw this segment and I just had to share it because it's crazy. It was a list of the highest paid celebrities on television today. And this isn't number one, but I guess I gotta have to start with this because I was just talking about the Gilmore Girls. This wasn't on the list for the highest. I just put this in because I was just talking about Gilmore Girls and it's relevant. So the Gilmore Girls, I guess Lorelai and Rory, are getting paid $750,000 an episode. And this is on Netflix. This isn't on primetime television or anything. This is on Netflix. So this is what I'm saying about Netflix becoming the new TV, because there's a bunch of Netflix series coming out that are just great. Like Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, and now Gilmore Girls, and a lot of shows. Not a lot of shows, but there's been a couple of shows that have started on TV and now moved to Netflix. I don't know why, but Netflix is coming about, and I love Netflix. You gotta love Netflix. I watch Netflix. Of course I watch Netflix. Anyways, so the Gilmore Girls are getting a $750,000 an episode for Netflix. So crazy. That's not even that crazy when I explain the rest. The number one, number one highest paid actor in the TV business is Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. To give you a little perspective on why he's the highest paid actor on television right now, it said, I'm assuming this is the main cast because, what, there's like a main cast of, what, four guys and two girls or three girls, something like that. I don't know. I don't watch it. My parents love that show, though. Anyways, these main characters of The Big Bang Theory, they get paid $1 million an episode. $1 million an episode. They made 24 episodes last season. That is $24 million. See, this money stuff just blows me out of my mind. Like, I saw this one thing where LeBron James makes more money in 1 year than every single president in the United States history ever. So the president makes $400,000 a year. I don't know if it's gone up or whatever since presidents have started. Obviously it has. But the president makes $400,000 a year. LeBron James makes more in 1 year than all the presidents combined ever. That is crazy to me. Like, who needs that much money? LeBron James doesn't. You don't need, like, I'm sorry, basketball players in the world, you don't need that much money to be a skilled basketball player and throw a ball in a hoop. Like, I like basketball, I watch basketball, no hate to those basketball players, but that's just so much money. Like, what do you do with it? But, like, that's the same thing with these actors. Like, they have a talent and they're doing it, but it's just so much money. Like, $1 million an episode, that's crazy. My parents actually went to LA to watch The Big Bang Theory being filmed. So they just watched $1 million in the process. They said it was like a 4 hour long process for a 30 minute show. $1 million. So they make $1 million an episode. I'm assuming that Jim Parsons makes more because he's the main character and that said that he was the highest paid actor. For other people that are highly paid, Judge Judy, which I don't get. The only time I watch that show is when I'm at the nail salon and it's on, because I think it's dumb. It's funny, but it's dumb. Like, why? Judge Judy makes a whopping $40 million a year. Is she a real judge? Like, I don't know. Is she a real judge? I don't know. But she makes $40 million a year. Good for you. And she was on the Ellen show last season. And she's such a short little woman. I don't know how old she is. She's probably in her 70s. But she, you know, she looked good for her age. And she's really tiny, which is funny. Because she's like a mean judge or whatever. And she's a small old woman who makes $40 million a year, though. Put that in there. Also, my girl Ellen DeGeneres. I love Ellen so much. As I just talked about her before. Ellen makes $20 million a year for her talk show. I don't know if that's just for her talk show or her also. It must be her TV show because it said highest paid TV stars. So she has a talk show every day at 4. I missed it, but don't worry, I recorded it. Ellen is great. So she makes $20 million a year. And honestly, she gives away so much more than that. If you watch her show, she gives away so much money each show. If she doesn't give away $10,000 to someone who needs it, she gives away a car. If she doesn't give away a car, she gives away a TV. If she doesn't give away TV, she gives away money to charity. Like, I know obviously that's not coming out of her pocket, but it's like she's a very giving person, and we should all learn from her. And as Ellen says at the last thing on each one of her shows, be kind to one another. That is the key, Ellen. That's what's up. Other celebrities that pay big time. You know, Sofia Vergara from, what's it called? Modern Family. She gets paid $250,000 an episode. And I don't know how the money works, but in that situation. But there's kids on those shows. Like, there's a girl on that show that's my age. I wonder how much she's getting paid. Like, should I become an actress now? Like, look at all this money they're getting. Other people, hey, all the Game of Thrones fans. These people make they make $500,000 an episode. This is crazy. I'm still, okay, that's a lot, but I'm still baffled at the fact that Big Bang Theory makes $1 million an episode. That is literally so crazy. I even told my mom that, but I'm going to tell her that when I get home, because she loves that show, and she's going to be baffled as well. So that was all my little facts for highest paid celebs. If you're looking for money, go be an actress, you know? They get paid big time. But obviously they worked there. Obviously they did a lot. But that's just the rundown on how much they've been making. Because, I mean, these aren't like greedy people at least. A lot of these people are, they give to charity. As I said, Ellen literally gives away money every single episode. It's crazy. Yesterday she gave away, what, $20,000 to a woman who... Wow, did I watch yesterday's episode? Wow, I'm a fake fan again, and I'm a mini. I did watch yesterday's, but I don't remember what. But this week, she gave away $20,000 to a woman who saved kids in a bus. So it's just like, she gives away money to people who need it, to stories that inspire her, to charities. So good for her, Ellen. Okay, guys, that's all I got for you today. This has been DJ Fizz on What's Poppin' at radio.dominican.edu. And we're gonna end it just like Ellen does every episode. Be kind to one another. Signing off with Adele's Sweet Devotion, which is another young lady I love.